Bud Childs, so the fact that Republican newcomer Rick Scott spent tens of millions of dollars to get less than half of the GOP vote shows that voters are sick of pricey mudslinging.
Well, outsiders are in because people are sick and tired of this political system. They've seen a $70 million food fight. That's a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing that really affects schools, children, health care, job creation, better tax structure. That's what's wrong. That's why we only had 20% of the people go out.
Childs is the son of popular former Democratic Governor Lawton Childs, but the son dropped out of the Democratic Party earlier this year. While he had sharp words for the two-party system, Childs did explain a cordial phone exchange that took place between himself and Attorney General Bill McCollum, who lost the GOP gubernatorial nomination to Scott.
It was about me telling him that I think, based on my interactions with him in the campaign, that he's a good American and a good Floridian, and I enjoyed getting to know him. And I thought it was a sad day that a guy like Rick Scott could spend $50 million in the fashion that it was spent. And that was the kind of conversation we had.
The Attorney General has not endorsed Scott, and Childs said he'd accept an endorsement from McCollum. When Childs announced his independent bid, Democrats urged him not to run. Today, Childs explained why he's still in the race.
I didn't run in the primary because, look, my Democratic opponent and my Republican opponent have been getting a check for up to a year before the primary. I mean, they made it well known to me, back when I was first engaged in discussions, they didn't want me in the Democratic primary. They've been writing a check to Alex Sink for $100,000 a month, practically every month, for a year before the primaries.
2 weeks ago, Childs said he hasn't ruled out dropping his candidacy if it looked like doing so would keep Scott out of the governor's mansion. Today, he maintained that while he's not beholden to a party, he wants to do what's right for Florida.
What I said was, I'll say this till the end, I'm not in this to create a situation where Rick Scott becomes governor. I believe every day, and I think what happened in the primary is a very strong indication that I have a very viable candidacy. As long as my candidacy is viable, then I'm saying a message that Floridians want to hear and need to hear. So I'm going to keep doing that until, you know, and if at some point I feel like that it's not viable, then we can have another discussion about it.
Childs said he defines viable as having a possibility that he'll win. From South Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.